Nancy next recalls someone rummaging around in her belly and identified this as the laparoscopic instruments being placed. She felt her left tube being clamped. Then suddenly there was an intense searing, burning pain. I tried to escape, but the cautery tip pursued me, relentlessly burning through. There simply are no words to describe the terror of this experience. This pain is not in the same realm as other pain I had known and conquered, like a broken bone or natural childbirth. It begins as extreme pain, then continues relentlessly as it slowly burns through the tube. The pain of being cut with a scalpel pales by this giant. Then, abruptly, the right tube felt the initial impact of the burning tip. When I heard them laugh, I briefly lost track of where I was. I believed I was in a torture chamber, and I could not understand why they were torturing me without even asking for information. My world narrowed to a small sphere around the operating table. There was no sense of time, no past, and no future. There was only pain, terror, and horror. I felt isolated from all humanity, profoundly alone in spite of the people surrounding me. The sphere was closing in on me. In my agony, I must have made some movement. I heard the nurse anesthetist tell the anesthesiologist that I was light. He ordered more meds and then quietly said, "There's no need to put any of this in the chart." That is the last memory I recalled. In her later emails to me, Nancy struggled to capture the existential reality of trauma. "I want to tell you what a flashback is like. It is as if time is folded or warped so that the past and present merge, as if I were physically transported into the past. Symbols related to the original trauma, however benign in reality, are thoroughly contaminated and so become objects to be hated, feared, destroyed if possible, avoided if not. For example, an iron in any form, a toy, a clothes iron, a curling iron, can be seen as an instrument of torture. Each encounter with a scrub suit left me dissociated, confused, physically ill, and at times consciously angry. My marriage is slowly falling apart. My husband came to represent the heartless, laughing people, the surgical team who hurt me. I exist in a dual state. A pervasive numbness covers me with a blanket, and yet, the touch of a small child pulls me back to the world. For a moment, I am present, and a part of life, not just an observer. Interestingly, I function very well at work, and am constantly given positive feedback. Life recedes with its own sense of falsity. There is a strangeness, bizarreness to this dual existence. I tire of it, yet I cannot give up on life, and I cannot delude myself into believing that if I ignore the beast, it will go away. I've thought many times that I had recalled all the events around the surgery, only to find a new one.